Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Astro Energy Astrology Show on Blog Talk Radio with me, astrologer Shelley Overton. Each week, we go over the planetary positions, discuss astrology, and take callers' questions. If you would like to call in and get a reading, you can call 347-994-3365. Call in early as the lines fill up.
Welcome to the August 27th, 2019 edition of the Astro Energy Astrology Show. I am Shelley Overton, an astrologer in Orlando, Florida, and I want to welcome you to the podcast. I am going to be talking about what's going on in the heavens today, but I have to let you know that I have been neck deep in packing this week. I'm getting ready to move out, and actually it's going to be pretty exciting, I think. It's definitely helping us all take it as it comes. So anyway, I am pretty busy this week doing all the moving stuff. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people around me are doing the same thing. I know at least three people who have been doing it recently. And this actual 1st of September, I have a friend who's on her way out as well. So, if you have been feeling this energy, it's not surprising that you are changing your life. This particular aspect time is really strong for wrapping up old stories and finding new futures. So I know that it is causing a lot of stress among many people. I have another friend. I just found out she's actually someone I was going to live with, and we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to yet. But she had surgery, unexpected surgery last week. And then this week, she found out she had mold in her house and has had to have it all removed, which means 12-hour days with the place completely tented and rooms completely enclosed in plastic. And men that she doesn't know cleaning every inch of her house. So it is a stressful time, but it is kind of expected on some level with the way the planets are. Now, right now we have the Sun at 4 degrees Virgo. We have Mars at 5 degrees Virgo. So I would say tomorrow, let me double check that. Mars and the Sun are conjunct. And that is, I'm looking. Where is it at? How come it's not showing it here on my ephemeris? Today is Tuesday and conjunction should be pretty soon. Well, anyway, I'm just going to call it. I don't see it on here. I know there's a conjunction of the Moon and Mars on Friday, which will also be significant. You know, the Moon is a culminator. The Moon is a significator. In other words, wherever the Moon goes, it will make things happen. If you haven't had things happening and you want to know an answer to something, when the Moon transits an area of your chart, it gives you an answer. Well, I just can't find it. I don't see it. The only aspect that has my ephemeris to the Sun in the next couple of days is an inconjunct to Chiron, and that's not helping. So anyway, when they get at the exact same degree, they are conjunct. And since the Sun moves into 5 degrees of Virgo tomorrow, that's when it is, even if it's not in my ephemeris. So tomorrow with the Sun conjunct Mars, it means that we may be edgy. We may be a little irritable. We may feel like we need to do something, take an action. And quite honestly, all this energy in Virgo is really wanting us to do something productive. It's about making things happen. It's about doing tasks, making lists, paying attention to details. And for those of you who are kind of new to astrology, Mercury is the ruler of Virgo, and Mercury is at the last degrees of Leo. So when you have planets in a particular sign, whatever planet rules that sign is the planet that those other planets answer to. So Sun in Virgo answers to Mercury because Mercury rules Virgo. And so Sun, Mars, and Venus are all in Virgo today. And they're all at early degrees. I didn't even say this, but Venus is at 7 degrees Virgo. And so they're within 1 degree pretty much of each other over the next few days. And that means there is a high concentration of this energy that we're feeling. So Virgo does rule teachers. It rules lists and details, and it can rule anxiety or nervousness. It rules the digestive system in the body. So when we have issues that are involving Mercury or an Earth Mercury, which means Mercury going through Taurus and Mercury going through Capricorn, or Mercury in Virgo, we can stress out and hold it in our guts. And that means we can have diarrhea, we can have constipation, we can have ulcers or other issues. All these things happen because Virgo rules the intestines, not one of your more pleasant parts of the body, but nonetheless, that's what it rules. And so when you get a gut feeling, that's kind of a Virgo thing. Virgos get gut feelings. So having the ruler of all these Virgo energies that are there today, Sun, Venus, and Mars, they answer to Leo energy because Leo is where Mercury is. And so that means that they can express out, they communicate in Leo ways. And Leo is the connector. Leo wants to make friends. So he finds ways of connecting us to each other and putting us in groups of people that have like interests. So until Friday, I believe, and I think I just said it at the beginning, but I could be wrong. Oh, no, I take it back. It's not even Friday. It's Thursday. Mercury goes into Virgo at 3:48 a.m. Eastern and 12:48 a.m. Pacific. So that means that when Virgo enters its own sign, so he rules two different signs, Virgo and Gemini, then we will feel this energy more strongly and more clearly. And speaking of clearly, Mercury is another clarifier. He can also make us a bit mentally hyperactive. So Virgos and Geminis are probably the two most susceptible signs to ADD because their minds just don't shut off. And a close second, or maybe even overtaking it, I don't know, Uranus and Aquarius also are the thinker energy of the zodiac. And so when Mercury goes into Virgo this week, he will come into the same energy that three other planets are in. And these are the interpersonal planets. The interpersonal planets are the ones that manifest in our lives as friends, siblings, parents, children, anybody close to us that we have a personal relationship with, as opposed to the slower, longer moving planets around the sun, which are anything after Jupiter. So Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, I missed one, and Pluto. And yes, Pluto is still a planet in astrology, one of the most powerful ones, I might add, which is part of the reason we're talking today about stress, because Pluto rules the psyche and psychology. He is in the sign of Capricorn today, and he is retrograde. He's opposite the moon, just an exact opposite, probably an hour and a half ago. The moon is at 23 Cancer today. So the moon has been going through Cancer for the last day, which means it hit the nose of fate. The G7 summit is something that's significant that's been happening. And with the moon in Cancer, it definitely shines the light on America being at the summit and what happens with the leader of America. And so America is a Cancer country. So that puts us in the spotlight in what's going on around the world. It also brings us into a position of authority. And I would say along with England, because England is really a Capricornian country. By my definition, it is definitely a country that we as Americans broke off from 260 some odd years ago, 250. And so when we have these Cancer Capricorn aspects, England and America are going to feel it. So actually, interestingly, I believe France may also be included because France in, well, and, you know, I have researched countries, I've researched cities, I have a book of countries and cities, and then the charts are for when the countries were founded and when the cities were founded, and they know based on, like, the constitution of a country when it was ratified or when it was declared a country to the world. So you can look up those dates in different research materials. And I assign Virgo to France. It definitely has a Virgo or maybe even Taurus aesthetic, but Virgo is very, can come across as snooty. And so that definitely is an attribute I would assign to France in the public eye. And it's also kind of standoffish, which is a Virgo trait. And it likes aesthetics, which is also a Virgo trait, because when you put Virgo on the horizon in the first house of the self, it puts Leo in the house of money and materiality. And, oh, excuse me, I take it back. The subconscious, that's what I was going to say initially. And then I tripped myself up. Actually, Libra, which also reinforces that. Libra in the house of the material goods means that there is a beauty required for them. And then status is also, and, you know, a little bit of arrogance thrown into the 12th house with Virgo on the horizon. So this is also a really good reading for Virgo risings. But it means that you're really aware of aesthetics. You're aware of beauty. You're aware of music. That's all the Libra in the second house. And so with what's been going on, I know the leader of France, Macron, definitely kind of took center stage and was posturing to have some presence at the G7 summit. And so again, Mercury in Leo, there's a posturing there, and the rest of the three planets, Sun, Venus, Mars, and Virgo, giving drive to that identity, Sun and Mars conjunct. So France wants to be recognized on the global stage. Not that others didn't do something for attention, but definitely the news articles I read were centered on Iran, on France, on America. And why does my computer always black out when I want it? Oh, well, okay, it's back. Anyway, yeah, so we have this really strong energy in the sky clustered around the sign of Cancer with the moon, the north and south node in Cancer and Capricorn, and Mercury, Sun, Venus, Mars up there in the Leo Virgo segment. And then down in the bottom, we have Sagittarius Jupiter, which Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So we're feeling this energy around education, around travel. We just got a Jupiter going direct a couple weeks ago. So now it's really starting to fly. It's going to fly through the second half of those degrees from 15 to 30 before it changes signs into Capricorn December 3rd. So it's very quick. It's September, October, November, 3 months. It will go through what would normally take, you know, well, it takes a year to go through a sign, and that includes the retrograde period. But he's hauling right through that area in about 3 months. So we're going to be getting those ideas and shifts and changes in our world in the next 3 months very rapidly. Again, many people I know, many people I've heard of are all going through this transformation, which is a Jupiter energy. It relates to education and travel, being unable to stay put. And I'm going to expose myself here for a moment. I watch Bachelor, the Bachelor series on ABC, and I watch Bachelor in Paradise. And there's this one man who's on it. He's been on it a couple times, but he connected to someone on the show and they talked with him behind the scenes. And he says, well, I don't know if my lifestyle is really conducive to having a relationship. And I'm usually someone who doesn't stay put for very long. And he is currently living in a mobile home or an RV and traveling. That is the nature of Sagittarius and Jupiter. So we're going to see that. We're going to see the deep desire to move on. But currently, Jupiter is squaring Venus. He's squaring Mars as they approach the degree he's at. And so we're feeling a little out of sorts. We're feeling like there's something we have to do, but we can't quite get there because the energies are conflicting. And that means that there's a greater purpose, Jupiter in Sagittarius. And hang on one second. I have to take a sip of water. Hang on. Sorry about that. And so having this square between Venus and Jupiter means that desires are for the meticulous, for the minutia, for details. And our minds can go round and round in what we want. Do we want this? Do we want that? Where are we going to go? How's it going to work? How's it going to happen? We get our minds into this crazy little hamster wheel of what if. And Jupiter is very much in his element with just let it go. Just let it happen. It'll all work out because he is the great benefic of the zodiac. He will allow things to work out properly because he doesn't stick around long enough to worry about them not working out. He is extremely fortunate, and wherever you specifically are being led in your spirit, that is where you should put your energy, because even though we have these planets in Virgo, Jupiter already came into the sign. He initiated the energy of what his desires were, where he wants to be, where he wants to grow spiritually. And then the other planets kind of said, oh, wait a minute, what's going on? And they haven't caught up yet. Of course, they're going to catch up. Mercury, Sun, and Venus will be in Sagittarius probably close to the end of the year. Let me just open my ephemeris here. I love it when I start taking on tangents and don't really have any preparation for what I'm saying. I have to make you wait. But let's just see here. So Venus gets into Sagittarius in November. The Sun gets there, of course, as usual, on the 23rd of November. And let's see, Mercury will be in Sagittarius in December, because there's one more retrograde in November in Scorpio. So the Sagittarius energy is really directing us to where our highest energy wants to go, where our spiritual seeking wants to take us, and where we want to get educated, where we want to thrive and expand, learn, grow, express, play. Really a very curious and in the moment kind of energy. It will come into our lives as an event or as a person, and the person can be playful, but not necessarily someone you would rely on for, you know, sticking around, creating something solid, because they are a fire sign. Jupiter is about burning it up, and my daughter uses the term, gotta blaze, or blast, excuse me. It's either blast or blaze, and she might be able to text me in the chat room and let me know which it is, but both of them are symbols of, are expressions of fire and moving quickly with fire, and that's actually what we're wanting to do and what the universe is wanting us to do. But what's going on is the desires, in a smaller sense, the quicker moving planets. Okay, it's blast. Thank you. The quicker moving planets are wanting to dig in and do something more, like I said, productive. So they're kind of at odds. And that is going to be a stressor, that you're going to feel that to be comfortable in what you are and who you are and what you're doing right now, the small items, the interpersonal relationships and, you know, things going on with the family and the friends is much more engaging in one-on-one conversations, doing things together in atmospheres that are, you know, more one-on-one. And I'll give you another example. There's an event this weekend that I was invited to on Labor Day, or just before Labor Day on Sunday. And then I remembered that I was moving. So the moving, Jupiter and Sagittarius at odds with the Virgo. And honestly, Virgo, it's my birthday in about a week. And, you know, I would like to have some personal time with people that matter to me. But the bigger overarching drive right now is to make sure that everything gets done the way it's supposed to be out of the house. So there's a larger drive to go do something that's at odds with a more personal, private desire. That will shift, of course, when the planets get past Jupiter and when they get more into Capricorn. And the irony of that is that the planets will probably be in Libra, which squares Capricorn, but they will not be squaring Jupiter anymore. So Jupiter will be in positive aspect when the planets get to Libra. So it'll be a little bit more cooperative around getting, like, doing something more fun with a committed relationship, or even consider whether or not that relationship is in the best interest of both. But right now, we are very much in a practical, pragmatic energy throughout the month of September. As long as these quicker moving planets take their time through Virgo, which will be September, then we're going to be much more driven, Mars, by those meticulous have to do's and not as much want to do. Even though Venus in Virgo very much wants to do the homework, wants to do the work, wants to help people. My dad has about four planets in Virgo, as do I. And it didn't really sink in until recently when I went back in his chart and was looking in the last few months. I'm like, man, he has a stellium in Virgo too. No wonder we have such a connection. And he's got some Leo and I've got Venus in Leo. So we really do have kind of a similar spirit in this life, that we are both very creative individuals and communicators and educators, and we're there for people. So anyway, I'm going to take this moment, since I don't do ads anymore, to let you know that if you do want a reading with me, I can get to you. You just got to let me know. Probably the weekend, Labor Day weekend, is not going to be good, but I can do it next week, and I can do it probably Thursday in the evening, if you would like, but definitely next week. And you can get me at angeliczodiac.com. Just go to the reading, schedule a reading button on the first page and follow everything there. Just click what you want, and it'll take you to the site to take care of payment and scheduling and all that. So anyway, what I did want to also talk about is the stress of Saturn going to the end of its retrograde period. Saturn will be moving direct the third week in September, right around the 18th. And Pluto goes direct, I believe, on the 2nd of October, without looking it up here real quick, because my time is limited. We have this energy culminating something. And the culmination is the old way of doing things. Now, Saturn will retrograde into the very last degrees of Capricorn next year in its retrograde motion, but he will go into a new sign before he gets back to the retrograde. So this really is the last time for about 28 years that Saturn will be going over this mid 14 degree of Capricorn. And he's going one more time over these degrees. And I can't remember what degree he retrograded at. Probably will tell you on the show for the 18th, because I'm sure we'll be discussing Saturn at that point. But so I think he was around 21. I don't think he quite got to the 22 degrees he's going to meet up with Pluto at. But anyway, he'll be going forward, moving through those last 6 or 7 degrees that he already was in, which means we're going to culminate what we have been truly trying to decide on with our careers, with our life purpose, with the structures, on the way to when Jupiter hits Capricorn in December and the mid days of around 12 and 13 of January, when the two planets, Saturn and Pluto, join up. So as we come to this ending energy of Saturn retrograde and also Pluto retrograde, there is a push around hierarchy. There is a push around trying to cling to that power and that control that we've had. And it's not only in our environment, but it's also in us. We want to control our lives. And I look at my life, I'm like, I'm not that controlling. My daughter might disagree, but I'm controlling in traffic. And I told her this, I'm controlling when I feel like people are crowding me and I feel very empathetic in traffic, and I take on the energy and I feel pressured, I feel bullied, and then I push back in my mind. And when I say push back, it means I talk back to the traffic. But, you know, I can get that stress when I feel pressured. And that's the kind of sensation we will have for the next 3 weeks with this retrograde motion slowing down to go direct. So actually, took a few notes here, if I can find those real quick. about this. So Pluto in Earth signs will challenge structures and dogma, as well as the body. We'll feel it in our body. And so as we get closer to that late retrograde degree and the end of a sign, which is Saturn, we are in a push to wrap up the old story. So that means that we've had a life purpose, a dogma, a power, a control in our lives from the past, a way we look at it. And when we're changing, this Jupiter energy is forcing us into changes we may not want to do, or we may not know how to handle when we do it. We are having to let go. That's what Pluto wants us to do in Capricorn. Pluto is working on our psyche, on the subconscious drive that we have, what makes us feel safe and structured and controlled and in control. And so when these two planets go backward and forward, but not just in and of themselves, but together, then we feel this pressure as they shift and change and they rock our worlds. They make us address where we are controlling things, because I will tell you, where you control things is where you have a fear. And if you're fearful, you need to recognize it and follow it to its heart. And what that means is look at that particular fear and go, okay, wow, what is this fear doing in my life? Why do I feel this? Is it something that I took on as a child? Is it an event that hit me throughout my life? What is this particular energy doing? Why do I have this fear? Because that fear will drive you to control your environment, your body, your mind. It will drive you to coping mechanisms like drinking or drugs or excessive behavior, extreme behavior, needing attention, having to go different places and not stay put, which is, it can be a coping mechanism. Like you just want to get away. And honestly, that's probably somewhere in my makeup. I definitely feel that when it's overwhelming, but it has to really get beyond, like beyond what a lot of people would tolerate. I pretty much run it to the end of a possible storyline before I'm willing to let go and get on with things. But that's really what Pluto pushes us to do. And I have Scorpio rising and Neptune and Moon in Scorpio. So I have that in my nature. But generally, when you have that Capricorn energy in your chart, or when you're experiencing it, like right now, everyone is, you're feeling that stress. You're feeling like, I don't necessarily know where the road's going to take me because you haven't joined up with that Pluto. I will tell you the stress will come off a lot more when Saturn gets to go direct, when Saturn is direct in a few weeks. And as he moves closer and closer to Pluto, there will be a need, like an internal need to let go of something that has been making you miserable. And that's what Pluto is really good for. It will show you parts of you you don't want to look at, and then it will give you the ability to move beyond that. So anyway, we're going to lose the people, some people listening in 90 seconds. I think those are the ones that just type into the website. I'm not sure. But it's almost over, and I'm going to take a call real quick here. But really what I want to say is the stress energies are going to be loosening up a bit. I say definitely with the Virgo planets, you're much busier now. And as they get out of that area with Jupiter, they're going to loosen up a bit in our world. So look for October to be a lot happier, a lot more vibrant. It's an air energy, and air tends to make us a little bit more happy and communicative and social. So definitely September 18th, we'll have a show about this shift, but know that you're not alone when the stressors are coming in, and it really is a concentrated energy of birth, so to speak. You're birthing a new person, a new being, and that's you. So just don't get too wrapped up in the fear and the control, but notice the fear and the control, and then take a breath, relax, meditate, go for a walk. And know that even though it appears everything's crumbling around you, there is something to take its place. There is nothing left in a void. So I'm going to take a call and I'll say bye to the callers that drop off, but we're going to just take a quick call and then we'll wrap the show up. So if I can pick it, there it is. 914. Hi, 914. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Good. Who am I talking to?
That's Maria. Yeah, I called from New York.
Oh, okay. You're calling from where?
New York.
Oh, New York. Oh, okay, great. What can I do for you today? Let me get your birth information, and then you can tell me while I'm typing I'm getting it up. Okay, what's your birthday?
Is it May 15th, 42.
Okay, May 15th or 16th?
15.
Okay, and
42.
1-6? Okay, 1942. I got it. Okay, where were you born?
Italy. Sicily.
Italy?
Yes.
I can't hear you very well. Yes, Italy? Okay. All right. And what can I do for you?
Yes, I want to know if somebody is going to travel for me and my daughter.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time. Could you speak up a little bit? What do you want to know?
So I'm going to travel this year. I'm going to go away on vacation.
Okay, so a move? Is that what you're looking to know about?
Yes.
Okay. There's definitely some shift in your chart, and you've got a lot of Gemini energy, so there's a need to always be on the go. It also makes you quite communicative of ideas, and it's also a dualistic planet, meaning it's the sign of twins, so you have two options. Coming up soon, there is definitely the need to take your time and look thoroughly through everything, but I would say the end of September into October is going to be much more vibrant for moving, and just be careful. You'll probably have two options, and the family dynamic is really big for you right now, but that will be changing and shifting, and you'll be moving on probably, like I said, within the month, 3 weeks to the next, to 3 weeks to about 5 weeks is going to be really strong for you to shift. And yeah, so I hope that helps. Does that help?
Okay, yes, thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. All right, you take care. Okay, that's the show for today. We will talk to you again next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Shelley. Thank you for joining us this week. To contact me for a private reading, go to angeliczodiac.com under the Readings tab. Background music was provided by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, with additional music by Tracy Coryell at tracyland.com, tracyland.com. Music provided on show-by-show basis will be credited within the body of the show. For more info on my art, go to shelleyoverton.com. That's shelleyoverton.com. Merch and other astrological art can be found at astroart.net. To purchase my ebook, Learn Astrology, you can find it at angeliczodiac.com, including discounts. Be sure to check back next week and subscribe through iTunes at Astro Energy Astrology Show.